On Orthodox Family and Faith, Melissa Tsongranis returns to talk about Lent in our homes.
Melissa Tsongranis from the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese Center for Family Care is back on our show today to talk about Great Lent in our homes. Great to have you with us again, Melissa.
It's wonderful to be here as always, Father Chris.
Can you share with us some practical suggestions on how we can incorporate the rich liturgical calendar into our daily lives during this season? I mean, to actually be more aware of the saints and fit in some extra family time for prayer.
Well, I think this is an important thing for us to be thinking about is Lent in our homes. And what we have to do first is to recognize that during this period, we're really called to draw closer to God. This kind of needs to start as a conversation, first with the adults in the family, and then with the children, as what we as a family can do to grow closer to Christ as a family and as individuals and feel his presence more in our home during this time. And, you know, as we're approaching the third Sunday of Lent, you know, if you have, as a family, haven't done this yet, you can still do this. You can still sit down as a family and say, what can we do to bring ourselves closer and more into the presence of Christ during this period? So that's important to keep that in mind. And there are a variety of different things to do, and certainly what's appropriate for one family may not be appropriate for another. So a good spiritual guide can really be good help if your family isn't sure where to start. But we know during Lent that the church offers daily readings from the Old Testament books, Genesis, Isaiah, and Proverbs. Sometimes these readings might be a little challenging for younger children to engage in, but certainly that is a place to start. But we also have saints each day that the church commemorates who can be good examples of how we should be acting during this Lenten period, how we should be growing closer to Christ as these saints grew closer to Christ. And, you know, all of the children everywhere know that this past Monday was March 17th, was St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
You know, they hear about them in school. They talk about all this stuff. But do they actually know that, you know, one of the things about St. Patrick was that he prayed 100 times a day?
Mm.
You know, can we honor St. Patrick by trying to pray more each day? You know, do our children know that also on that day we celebrated St. Alexios, as among other saints? So trying to be aware of that calendar. And, you know, you can find the calendar on goarch.org, which will tell you who the saints of the day are. It will also tell you what the readings are. But just looking at those and seeing ways that you can invite your children into learning about some of the different saints or learning a little bit about the readings that are being read that day can really be a practical way to do it. I think that also looking at the Sundays of Lent, you know, as book ends to our week, the Sunday, you know, we're holding up, you know, the exaltation of the Holy Cross to strengthen us in our journey. And then the following Sunday, we look to St. John Climacus of the Ladder, which can be fun to explore with children, the idea of the ladder to Christ, you know, connecting us to heaven. And fully looking at what these Sundays have to teach us and trying to integrate these teaching into our weekly life can be a simple way to help us live out our liturgical calendar in our week. And a great resource for these Sundays is our office actually produces family gospel lessons, which you can find on our website, family.gorch.org, which would help give you activities to do.
All right. And then let me ask you this as a follow-up. I mean, we talk about the services, and some kids, some families see it as punishment. You know, we're there, and we're sitting there, and we're getting tired. The kids are getting fidgety. It's end of the day. How do we deal with that?
You know, that's hard, and I have to be honest. This is something I get really excited about, the idea of worshiping as a family, and I think it's something that we all need to work on, because sometimes I think we rush into these services thinking it's something we have to do, and we don't prepare enough to go to these services. And and before I fully answer that, I want to share this beautiful quote by Father Schmemann from his book Great Lent, which if you haven't read that book, get it. It's just so rich and helps you understand your Lenten journey so much better. But he says, "Let us stress once more that the purpose of Lent is not to force on us a few formal obligations, but to soften our hearts so that it may open itself to the realities of the Spirit, to experience the hidden thirst and hunger for communion with God. We understand that it is simply impossible to pass from our normal state of mind, made up almost entirely of fuss, rush, and care into this new one without first quieting down, without restoring ourselves a measure of inner stability. This is why those who think of church services only in terms of obligations, who always inquire about the required minimum, can never understand the true nature of worship, which is to take us into a different world, that of God's presence. So when we consider that quote and really think about what we need to do as a family, we don't need to rush home from, you know, work and feed the kids and run the liturgy, to do it. But what we need to do is try to quiet down and decide what we're doing as a family, but not just to go to the service, but to be living them and to teach our children about the service and to teach ourselves about the service. There are so many ways we can integrate these beautiful services into the home to get them involved and to really tell children what to expect when they're going to church, to prepare them, you know, tonight we're going to go to church as a family, to prepare them to be engaged in the service to help them afterwards debrief.
Yeah, those are great ideas for it. And, you know, many of us, we know about almsgiving and we know about prayer and we know about fasting during the period of Great Lent. Many of us try to donate a little more of the time and money to helping others during Great Lent. But we don't have to do this only for strangers, do we? I mean, we can do it for our families as well.
Absolutely, Father. And this is so important because we often think, you know, we got to love our neighbor, you know, as ourselves. But the closest person to us is our neighbor in our home, is our family members and stuff. And we so often don't give to one another. We often think that giving has to do with money or somebody in great need outside of our house. But really taking time to do things for people we spend the most time with is certainly a worthy challenge for this fast. And I think it can, especially for children, you can really have fun with this, trying to do acts of kindness for one another, perhaps randomly. The spirit of almsgiving really begins at home and then extends out to other family members. And you can really look not just at your family members in the home, but also, you know, family members outside of your home, grandparents, also church family members. Who do we need to extend kindness to during this period? Who might be feeling alone? So looking at our family and extending the definition of family to our church family as well and our extended family and extending that kindness. But looking at simple things we can do day to day, that's really critical.
Melissa, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Melissa Tsogranis is from the Greek Orthodox Center for Family Care. Melissa, please give us your email address again so people can go there for resources, because I know you've got a lot to offer.
Our website is family.goarch.org, and our email is familycare@goarch.org. And we would love to hear from you all. We'd also like to let you all know we're doing a webinar next week on Holy Week as a family, observing Holy Week as a family.
Excellent.
So it should be really great. We're just going to have a lot of dialogue, and we invite everyone to join us.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you, Father.
This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.